This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks to the Comcast-Time Warner merger hearing in the Senate today, we now know which senators are unhappy with their cable service and which of them want better high-speed internet connections. Those questions actually were asked, but more to the point, and thanks to a 180-page statement that Comcast filed with the FCC, we know Comcast thinks there is absolutely nothing for consumers to worry about with this deal. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been asking around about that.
Andy Hargreaves is an analyst with Pacific Crest. He looks at both TV and tech. He found today's Senate hearing a little odd.
All these guys are talking about pay TV. All the questions were about that. This deal is not even about pay TV. It's about broadband and having control of high-quality broadband.
And Hargreaves says, no, Comcast does not need to get bigger to be a strong player in broadband. It's already dominant. He estimates the merged company would have the best quality service in about 70% of the U.S. market. He thinks that's a problem. It gives the company power to keep jacking up rates, which he calls a Comcast specialty. However, he doesn't think these questions are enough to sink the deal. Merging the companies, he says, doesn't actually make it much harder for a real competitor to emerge.
It's already near impossible, so raising the bar from really, 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 really high to really, 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 really high isn't that big of a deal.
David Balto is an antitrust lawyer and a former Federal Trade Commission official. He thinks the merger will likely be approved. Comcast and Time Warner aren't competing with each other before the merger in existing markets, so consumers aren't losing choices.
You may not like the competitive environment, but there are scores of mergers which the FTC and the Justice Department have approved because they could not find, a loss of competition.
So how might real competition in broadband get fostered? So far, there's no good answer to that one. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.